Look at how happy that bottom whale
I
looks.
mean, the smile is smiling. Yeah, he's like, because you know what? He usually tops. So this is the first time
Yeah.
that he was like, I'm gonna relax into
You know how we used to see there was that whole video of the how that guy got died fuck getting fucked by a horse?
Yes.
Well, wait for the next
Was that an
iteration of
urban
that.
legend?
No, it was a documentary.
Was it?
Yeah, he died getting fucked. He
Because
wasn't, I don't know if he.
I think there's a lot of, I think that must have been a period time, because I feel like the power bottoms have upped their ante. I think like they're shoving bigger things, and they're literally shoving horse cock dildos, lifelike horse cock dildos in their assholes now. Because that was like, wasn't it like, the supposedly the ferocity of the ejaculation like wrecked his insides? Is that what that is?
No, I think it was the giant cock pounding up against his intestine over and over and over again. I think the cum was just, so to speak, unfortunately, the icing on the
Not that. Darling,
cake. Back to the Gay Power Half Hour, the only gay podcast on the internet that's just like March 5th, 2024, because we are Super Tuesday with your electoral college boy, Casey Lai, and
Your irresponsible voter, Tony
there he
Soto.
is.
Did you vote? Did you
He
vote,
really knows how
Casey?
to work a poll, everybody. Tony Soto. Of course, I voted a responsible citizen. Don't ask me who for.
No, we're not supposed to ask that. We're not supposed
Steve
to.
Garvey.
Here's the thing about Steve Garvey. Can we talk about this real quick? First of all, it's a bummer that like neither of the two ladies even
I
placed.
voted for Katie Porter. I'll put it.
Yeah,
I wanted her to make it.
I voted for Barbara. I
Yeah.
wanted I feel like Barbara didn't have the money behind her campaign. You didn't see a lot of Barbara commercials
Yeah.
out there, but also you didn't see a lot of Barbara smear commercials by other people either. So I don't think that anyone really ever saw her as a threat, unfortunately, because
Yeah.
they're like, well, they're never gonna vote in someone who's not a warmonger. They want people who are okay with pushing buttons. But this fucking Steve Garvey, first of all, he's a retired baseball player. He's never done politics in his life. He's giving very much that Georgia guy who fucking the football player who messed shit up for the Republicans in Georgia.
No, you mean Tommy Tuberville or whatever?
No, honey, I'm talking about the
No.
one who was going against the Georgia preacher.
Sure,
The
Sonny Perdue. I don't know. I know
football
what you're talking
player,
about.
the football player who was really dumb and didn't know what he was doing. But so, like, what we're getting with this Steve Garvey is just a bunch of baseball puns, a bunch of
Yeah.
like, oh yeah, he's the pitcher who throws me a 70 mile an hour fastball and watches me go across the bases. It's like, first of all, baby, we're in 2024. They fucking pitch like 90 miles an hour now, babe.
Well, maybe it's a knuckleballer. A knuckleballer. The knuckleballers go slow.
Oh my
Everyone
God,
knows
listen to two
a
gays
knuckleball
talking
goes
about things
through.
we don't know and trying to figure
Yeah.
out. What do you know about a
I'll tell you
knuckleball,
this. I know a lot about a knuckle and a ball. So you put them
Casey
together, I'm sure I could learn a thing or two, or at least know a thing or two. Steve Garvey also is stupid, but also it just goes to show you that in a place that bleeds Dodger blue, all you have to do is fucking
He
have
got a lot of
that Dodger
votes.
blue. Yeah, well, because the Republicans want to vote for Republicans, and they don't want to vote for a
And there's
black
a lot
woman.
of
They don't
them
want to vote
here.
for a
There's
woman.
a lot of them here. Do you know
Yeah.
that I one time punched a man in his ball sack because he wanted it? Speaking of knuckling and balls.
Well, talk about a curveball, everybody. Tony Soto.
I mean, have you ever run into one of these
Ball punchers.
very oh yeah, one of these like the ones that they want their balls hurt. Like they it's like have you ever run into any of these people? Are you one of these people?
I've only run into them because they've asked me to.
I mean, that was a real moment. He had to talk me into it because I was like, I don't know. Because it felt like a trick. I was like, I'm going to hit it. I'm going to hit you in the balls as hard as I can. You're going to elbow me in the mouth? Because here's what I'm not going to be going home with is a fat lip. You know what I mean? Like, this was a date I found on Grindr.
Yeah.
But, you know.
Well,
now I've found out about recon. Have you found out, do you know about this recon, Casey Long?
No. Although a lot of these things were on the list. You punching a guy in the balls and whatever the fuck you're about to talk about. So I'm trying to keep up.
Recon is like the fetish Grindr. It's where you go for punching balls and drinking urines and whatnot. Have you ever heard about this?
I'm kind of getting into this position, and I don't know, you might not believe me, but whereas, like, I don't want to, like, just give it all away to a stranger, you know? So I'm not really on recon trying to get my balls punched.
Oh, yeah? Are you on Grindr, though?
Trying to find a boyfriend.
Well, there you go, girl.
Are you on recon?
Yeah, I'm on the recon. Yeah, yeah. Listen,
what's your fetish?
I've met guys who like the wrestling singlets, you know.
We know what your fetishes are, the ones you talk about, diapers.
That, first of all, how dare you? That is not one of my, I have been to a party twice.
You're the only person I know who has been. Once is a curiosity. I'm pretty sure twice is a fetish.
No, the first time was a mistake.
Fool me once.
The second time was I heard about, and it was post-COVID. I wanted to see what the diaper people were up to post-COVID. I wanted to see how many we lost.
Oh, man, I did not want to go to a COVID diaper party.
Shout out to the Bullet Bar, though. You know, the Bullet Bar, it is out of the way from us. But
you,
if you're not a prude like good old Casey Lai, who doesn't give it away anymore.
I was at Bullet Bar for their bear party.
She doesn't give it away anymore, apparently.
I don't give it away anymore, okay? I'm sorry, you had your chance. Everyone had their chance. You had your chance for decades, okay? Decades. And if you missed your chance, well, shame's on you. You didn't move fast enough, okay? Now, here I am, just chatting away about all the things that I used to do and don't want to do with you, unless you're a very special one. You got a very special forum. What's happening? Where are you? I'm going to be shamed all of a sudden. Diaper daddy. Come on.
First of all,
I went to Bullet Bar last week or 2 weeks ago for the first time ever. It's cute.
Yeah, I know. You can't get over it. You keep fucking talking about it, you pervert. Like, what the fuck? I know it was a bear party, so somehow that's better than the diaper people. Well, I'll tell you, there were plenty of bears at the diaper parties.
I believe it.
I just never really got into the whole, like, why are you sagging your jeans to show
your diaper
with giraffes on it? You're 40. You know, like, that's... It's just
you're gonna go to a fetish party and poo-poo all over it, so to speak, you know. Come on.
No, you're not allowed to poo-poo there. We talked about this. There were signs. You said no poo-poo.
It's funny, it's a wordplay. It's wordplay.
Oh my god. See, this is the whole thing. It's like we're either talking about Palestine or fuck diaper parties.
Keep it light.
Well, as you're
keeping like your diaper in a Bullet Bar, light.
Well, listen, as you're sitting there on Grindr, mindlessly scrolling for the next love of your life, you could be killing yourself, Casey Lai, because sitting is the new smoking. And the way you smoke, you probably should be standing up right now so you don't have another thing pushing you towards fucking cancer.
Good question. Have you ever seen me sit well? If I'm ever at a party, am I ever sitting?
Well, there's
reasons. Am I always the person who's like, oh, you didn't sit, I don't need to sit, sitting's boring. I think that is fair. So
yeah, you mean are you driving your fucking poor little heart to death? Yes you are.
No, I'm walking. I thought sitting is bad for you. Yeah. I'm walking around smoking, having a civilized conversations with strangers about love.
People are like just laying in bed all day and like not getting out of bed post-COVID. Like this is the thing. I forgot what it's called, like, but it's like playing dead or something. Like there's somewhere where you just like lay in bed all day and you like just scroll on social medias and people are getting blood clots in their legs and whatnot, girl. Get up and walk, America and beyond.
I mean, I don't want to say our solutions could be solved with easy things like putting your phone down and going for walks, but I think if more people did that, then We would have some, healthier people who...
We have Ozempic now, honey. We don't need to get healthy. It just happens now.
Not all of us have Ozempic, okay?
No.
And what does Ozempic do to your dick? Does it make it less fat? Because I wouldn't like that.
I don't know. I mean, I feel like the thing is the most, the drastic amount of... I would hate to see a former FUPA after an Ozempic mom. Because it's just so fast. It's just such a fast way to drop the weight. It's like, how does your body even have time to bounce back from that? However, it's doing enough good. I'm putting that in quotes because let's not forget that Ozempic wasn't tested for weight loss. It was tested for diabetes. It just so happens that it makes people skinny. But it's doing enough good that insurance companies want to drop it. They don't want to cover it anymore because it's fucking expensive. And, you know, the cure is not in, or the money's not in the cure.
The money is not in the cure.
However, Ozempic is not a cure because if you get off of Ozempic, you're going to get fat again.
Well, yeah, but, you know, maybe you learn to control some of the impulses. I've heard that. Hold on. I've heard that Ozempic is, you were about to, you know, maybe there's Ozempic for speaking over me because that would have like a curb an impulse. tone Ozempic. No, but the point, I was going to say is like, you know, it apparently it's not just, they're not just testing it or they're using it for new things about impulse control because apparently it affects the part of your brain that wants things. And I don't ever want to give up wanting things because I love things.
But that's not forever. Baby. And here's the thing. And mind you, did you love my restraint there? Here's the thing. I know enough people who are on it that are still taking pictures of the fast food that they are eating.
Are eating or?
Well, pooping out immediately. I don't know. I feel like you just become like a fucking meat sack with a hole in the front and a hole in the back and it just goes out. It's like, I don't know how Ozempic works. I'm doing it the right way. Controlled starvation. So,
yeah,
I'll tell you, intermittent fasting is the tea. Like that is like if you can do that, that is, it's the best. You feel great. You're ready to go. I did pull something in my sleep the other night, which is not equating to that, but
what is it? What did you hurt?
I fucking pulled something in my middle back. I don't know. I went to bed after Learn the Words Bitch on Monday, feeling fine, feeling great. You know, I don't drink at that show. So I was like, good, like loving my life. Woke up on Tuesday and felt like something snapped. I must have had a dream where I was running like a cute little puppy or something.
That is certainly one of the dreams that you could have in which you would have hurt your back. Although, Tony, maybe you work so hard.
Running from the IOF,
maybe
you know,
work so hard bringing entertainment to the masses or, you know, something like a mass of people at Silver Lake. Maybe you feel like you're carrying them on your back or they blow your back out. Also, you did say you did text me about a gentleman caller at some point this week. Are you sure he didn't blow your back out?
Oh, the gentleman caller.
Delayed blown back out.
Let's go on to this list. So guys, listen, the oceans are, you think that you're unsafe when you're in Santa Monica in the water, you might run into a couple of gays butt fucking. Well, why don't you go out into the deep ocean? Because now you could possibly see gay humpback whales just doing it out in public. Big news in the science world, Casey Law.
is that, you know, I mean, honestly, I just thought that, they were using their blowholes. It turns out they're also using their buttholes for a good time because they were caught on film. These voyeuristic humpback whales. Humpback whales are cool. Whales are cool. They're taking out yachts out near Portugal. Where was this? Where was this film? Where was this porn? This whale porn film?
I don't know.
Well, I heard that.
First of all, you're the Googler. I'm just the idea man. You know.
I heard these whales found
probably
out that
Australia. That sounds like something gay that would happen in Australian waters.
They were right. Come on, can you blame the whales? They were on spring break. They were near Fort Lauderdale.
It's in Miami. They're gonna get arrested for that behavior. Yeah.
You know, I mean, I'm just don't let the kids see them. Don't put it in a book. Then you can't read in Florida. The point that I was going to say was these whales heard that Brendan Fraser won an Oscar for playing a whale, and they're like, well, I guess we should make our own film and see what happens next. Maybe we could win.
Wait, is that what the whale is about? Did he do a sex film in that movie? I've never seen it, but now I'll go watch. Is that what it was about?
No.
No.
It was just a...
But here's the thing. I'm kind of, listen, we all know that there are gay animals all over the place and every fucking species. They be diddling because homosexuals be everywhere. But a shout out to the humpback whales, because I've liked the humpback whales ever since that Star Trek movie when the Captain Kirk crew went back into the past to save humpback whales. That's how I know that the whale calls that you were doing before we started recording, Casey, were very wrong. Like,
oh, were they? Then don't you do a whale call?
No, first of all, I don't appropriate other people's cultures. I'm not a white person. You seem to be able to take it on real easy and make it, and it just sounds bad, you know, like you're Spanish. So,
wow. Well, you're right. I do. My tongue is a little loose, and I'm a little lispy during my whale calls. You are correct. Fuck me, Flipper. Fuck me, Flipper. You know. Sorry, it's not perfect. Sorry, it's the tail of the whale colonialist, the tongue of the whale to colonialist. But you know.
But no, shout out to those. This is the thing. I have a more problem with the scientists that were taking the photos. Like, how dare they? Give them some privacy.
Seriously.
Who knows? They could be two closeted humpback whales who are fucking close to the surface to get away from their fucking wives. That was a Brokeback Mountain moment.
Back down in the deep blue sea, it's the 1950s, okay? Because it's not close enough to the light. And so they're backwards down there, right? And you got to get fucked by your friend who is also your coworker. And you're never going to get to be with them, okay? And so we're really going to put this shit on film. And we're going to fucking take away the one thing that they have, good whale cock, you know?
Yeah.
That good whale cock away from them?
Yeah, what you didn't hear was the guy on top saying, I can't quit you, and then going down in the water and killing himself. That's what you didn't see. Because you captured it on film, and you knew that you were going to release it. They knew you were going to release it.
And the other one got arrested and was forced to tell the authorities about all the other gay whales that he's fucking up in near the surface. Okay, you don't know what you condemn them to. Oceanographers. Oh no, she didn't-ographers.
Oh dear. Oh, see, we haven't talked about a good gay topic in a long time.
I love it. It's so much more fun.
Okay. Well, Super Tuesday happened. It was look, like, say what you want. November is going to be interesting. Because I was on Trump's website looking at what he is going to be doing if he is reelected. He's not even holding back.
No.
So here's the thing. Nikki Haley backed out. She got Washington, D.C. and Vermont. Those were her the two states, I think, that she won this whole time.
Yeah.
And I was saying before we started recording, you know, at least she kept Trump's hands out of the RNC's money for as long as she could before she had to bow out. But, you know, what this is ultimately going to come down to, which kind of gives Nimrata a little more political clout. Ish, I think, maybe, is that the people who were looking at her to be the candidate are now the people that both the two grandpas have to fucking win over. And that's not California. That's not here. That's like, you know, in the flyovers. So.
And I think I don't have a lot of nice things to say for anyone on that side. And I'm not in any way endorsing anything. But unlike Mitch McConnell, who Trump
who he fucking said racist things about McConnell's wife, and Mitch McConnell knows for a fact and believes it in his heart and soul that Trump is an insurrectionist, treasonous, authoritarian hell bent on destroying democracy. Mitch McConnell endorsed him today. And Nimrata has come at the end of this campaign. She should have started earlier, but she wouldn't have gotten as far as she did. She didn't endorse Trump. She only suspended her campaign, didn't fully go outright. And it says he's dangerous. And again, we know that, you know, a little too late, too little too late. But, you know, I'm hoping people who do listen to her and love her will, you don't have to vote for Biden, just don't vote for Trump.
You got to understand what Mitch did, though, here. So Mitch has had sundown moments in the past couple of months on live TV. Yeah. Her health is bad. She's 100 million years old and dead and evil inside. So that makes the outsides even more decrepit. True. She doesn't got much time left, God willing. Natural causes, of course. She doesn't want to spend her later days not only getting fucking verbally assaulted when she's out in the real world by liberals that see her, but also by the way more dangerous MAGA folks that would fucking come out and do shit like that.
But they fucking hate him anyway. He can't do anything. He could literally suck Donald Trump's dick on national television, which is what I hear is how he is actually asking how to be inaugurated this year. they'd still be like, yeah, we fucking hate this guy, and good. I hope his fucking breath smells like our. I wish we could suck on his cum. We want Donald Trump's cum.
I don't know why they want his dusty loads. You know what I mean? Like, this is the thing too, and like, he is so mad at Nimrata. He, because like she, you're like you said, she is not endorsed. So he was all over his little Truth Socials, talking shit because he wants her to kiss the ring so fucking bad. And here's the thing, like, look, I didn't like her. I knew she wasn't going to do it. I knew she wasn't going to make it. I would like her to show, because this whole, like, you know, women are better or whatever, I would like her to show some, like, true, like, political ambition, like, back towards old school republicanism. And stick to her guns and not endorse this guy. Stay away from this guy. I'm not saying campaign for fucking Genocide Joe, because he has his own uphill battle to get through on his own from his own constituents. But I'm saying, like, don't stand out and say that Trump is at all, like, right for this country, because.
Yeah, I mean, I think political ambition she would do the opposite. She would fucking kill Mitch McConnell so she could be the one to quote unquote inaugurate Donald Trump with her mouth. But she, you know, it's showing. It's nice to see someone with a little bit of fucking, like, backbone. And I don't want to give her a lot of credit, but she is, you know, she is the person. She's the Southern governor who. You know, made them take down the Confederate flag. So she at least has a sense of justice when it comes to like polls. And I'm she has a following, and I hope she uses that somewhat wisely, because, like, in the end, don't these people know that this guy is trying to fucking destroy everything just because he is a crazy, he's a narcissist?
Yeah, but they, of course they know it. It's not, it's not like he's not saying it. The thing is they love it, though, too. This is owning the libs. This is like, this is red MAGA v blue MAGA. That is what we're going to be going through in 2024. And I mean, we're seeing it now with the protesters who are being disruptive during politician speeches and whatnot. The moment they stand up and speak out, you have, I mean, the most geriatric of white old men trying to, like, fucking batter protesters with canes and to shut them up. And it's giving the first time Trump ran for office. I mean, albeit a room full of liberals is a little less scary than a room full of MAGA folks, to be quite truthful. Red MAGAs, you know.
Yeah. Yeah. Less guns.
Yeah.
Shriller voices, but, you know, and like, but
yeah, they all donate to PBS. You know what I mean? They're all keeping PBS NewsHour alive. And for that,
I'll beat you to death with my coat, you fucking racist.
They like to get their news from NPR. They like their tragedies whispered to them.
I mean, we love a good story told to you by Ira Glass.
I mean, listen, I'm all in for 2024 and how this is going to play out. Like, it's just going to be a lot more of fucking Trump, which, you know, look, I'm never going to be team Trump. And so it's going to be difficult to have to fucking.
Yeah, I hope, you know, I was thinking, it's like when you were like, we made it through 4 years of Trump before. I hope that's not truly your mentality, that it's just, we'll just make it through these next 4 years, you know, because
I agree with you 100%.
And I'm not, that's why.
That's nothing to do with me.
But you said that last week. And I believe that.
Yeah.
And I know, but what I'm saying is like, he has the mechanics, but he has the ability now and the people behind him and zero people who are going to be a part of the government with any sort of, fealty to the country, just fealty to him. And as a result, they're going to be able to fuck shit up so much worse than they did the first time around.
Is Trump the most dangerous person, or is Biden the most inept and can't do anything? Like is everything out of Biden's hands, or is Trump the most dangerous person?
Answer. Here we go. I'll answer it. You don't ask me a question.
Hold on. Let me say it. Is Biden everything out of his control and he can't do anything? And like, no power.
What do you want him to do?
Can't do anything.
Like what?
But no. Yeah. Like when you were like, oh, everything's out of his control. He can't do that. That's not his fault. So everything's not his fault because everything's out of his control. But Trump's the most dangerous person.
Well, let me tell you why. Let me tell you one glaring reason why. Uh-huh. So the way that so you'd be like, oh, well, there can be checks and balances on him. And so, you know, he can't do a lot of things with the that. He can't you need the Senate to get cabinet members in place. What he did last time was he was like, he made everyone acting. He had all these people who weren't actual, and they were the people like the EPA. Like all of a sudden you have people in charge of the EPA, which the Supreme Court has you can deregulate everything. So you can't do anything positive as it with the EPA when you're trying to make regulation. But if you want to deregulate everything, you don't have to fucking ask any questions. You don't need fucking, you just can just deregulate fucking everything. And so there will absolutely be hundreds of things, policies that destroy this country, give it all to business, destroy workers' rights, destroy human rights.
Casey, and it will be given. You better tell the Palestinians in Michigan who have their relatives being slaughtered that they need to change their minds, because it's not up to me.
You know, they're all dead completely. Every Palestinian in Gaza will be dead when Trump, because he said Netanyahu needs to finish the job. What is
Biden's letting him finish the job. So what?
Okay.
Who cares whose mouth it comes out of? It's the same thing.
You think Biden wants he wants Gaza not to exist and all the, well, see, here we are.
Yeah, I do. Well, no, I mean, luckily we're out of time, so we can't really go into it that much. But yes, I truly
criticized. You don't like that to be. You don't like to be questioned on your beliefs, and if you do, you turn it into how I'm wrong with everything. And the question.
Wait, what did I say?
I was saying Trump is going to fuck things up way worse than he did the first 4 years, and it's super fucking dangerous.
Yeah, you're doing every liberal talking point,
every other talking point. I've heard that thing. I've heard exactly what you said,
and I've heard exactly over and what over you again. Said. So the thing is, it's like, look, it comes
so don't call
down
it
to,
talking
it com-
point.
It comes
if
it
you're
comes
just
down,
talking pointing.
It comes to town. It comes down to how you can feel personally and morally. And here's the thing: I have no problem not voting for Biden. I have no problem not doing that.
Yeah.
I'm, and the thing is, it's like, look, I look at like poor people all across this country right now who don't have homes. Homelessness is being criminalized all over this country. Like, cop cities are going up everywhere.
Yeah.
People are losing their right to fucking protest. And this is all under a Democratic administration. And I know Biden has no control over it.
With a Supreme Court. With a Supreme Court
and control.
Republican Congress, I agree.
Because Biden has no control, I get it. So here's the thing. Like, it's already bad.
Yeah, it's
already
bad. But you wanted to get you, Tony. You rely on social services, on healthcare, and things like that. And so, who wants to? So what happens when they come for all that shit? Are you going to be happy that you voted for? Yet you didn't vote for the person who was trying to provide those things to people.
I'm
who
saying,
need them?
Say this to the people who have HIV who are living on the streets right now who can't get meds.
It's I'm aware of thing. That,
so,
Tony.
So,
but you,
so tell
need...
me. So yeah, I come from a place of privilege. I'm very lucky that I fucking have it. But there are people in my same exact position who live in this country
Agreed.
Now who don't have it.
So throw the baby out with the bathwater.
They're already out.
They are already out.
How and what
the
is
point of trying to bring them in? Trying to bring them in. Trying to bring them in. Don't throw more people out.
But who is doing that? Who's trying to bring them in?
People who are trying to make this country work for the majority, for everyone who are putting in the work and trying to make that happen. And if you have four more years of people who are going to work against all of that, things take time, Tony.
Well,
and
you better convince
have been fucking
these people
happening.
Who are losing their families.
Right.
Don't talk to me about it.
Well, I said one thing, and you made it about all this other stuff. Like, that's the thing that really super fucking annoys me, is I can't have one conversation about politics that is disagreeable to you without it becoming about oppressors.
No, there wasn't anything. First of all, I never made it about oppressors. I've never said anything about that. What I said to you, because you were like, oh, well, it's worse under Trump. I'm saying prove it. Because what I'm saying is, when I turn on the news, it looks bad here as it is.
Because you're only looking, because all you see on the news is bad shit.
Well, where are you looking?
All you see is bad shit. Of course, there's bad shit everywhere, Tony, but there's also, you're not seeing any progress anywhere. You're seeing everything falling apart because all you're looking for in your algorithm is showing you things that are falling apart.
I'm watching this on the fucking regular news.
You're watching it on the news, but you're watching it on the news is the same thing. You're watching corporate news. And you're watching an algorithm on TikTok that gives you all bad shit.
I would just like our audience to know now on this episode, like, because this is I am come for every week that
because
I
you
did not bring this up.
You can't talk about it, Tony, without get coming.
No, because I asked you to simply explain to me, which you can't do, and you're the one who's yelling about it. I was like, how is it? And you want to blame?
I told
you.
You're
just looking for the bad news. You're just looking for the bad. Well, you know what? When you're not looking for the bad news, then it's very easy that when people are standing up and fucking protesting when politicians are going, for people to be like, as soon as someone has dissent. And that is what is happening with Blue MAGA. That is what's happening with Biden. And
Blue MAGA,
there are people who don't want to see that. And
I don't.
So I'm sorry. I'm sorry if you're upset that, like, suddenly now your party is looking like the red did when Trump first got in.
You're wrong.
That's
you're
just
fucking
it.
So wrong. It is so hyperbolic, and it's honestly, Tony, it does. It makes you look like you are running on emotion and not fucking actually seeing. If you can't see differences between people, then I don't know what you're looking at.
What differences between what people?
Between people who want to make the country work and people who want to destroy it. People want to fucking use it for their own fucking. They're
so
good.
All
I'm not
the
saying
blue
that don't exist
traders,
on the blue side.
So all the
I'm
blue not, politicians that are inside trading are taking money from fucking foreign governments just as
it
much
all
as everyone
sucks.
Else.
The money they, sucks.
Like so. So, but they're trying to make things better. Okay, cool. All right, great. Not for, I mean, they're trying to make their lives better by making themselves richer. Like, that's what it is. And please, I'm just saying, I want to make sure that everyone realizes I am calm and I don't feel like I was at all trying to fight in this situation. However,
either. I mean,
we are at the end of the show and we have a shout out. So are you cool enough to do the song?
Who gets a shout out? You, who gets a shout out? Who gets a shout out? Netanyahu.
This comes out from, it says it's moi, 5 stars. It's a repeat commenter. I have to announce this. A repeat commenter. But he pushed that 1 star, 2 star off the map. So we appreciate you, Grosif1. Grosif1 says, I love these two. Always a good debate, even when I want to cock tap Casey on the lips to make him hush. Seriously, I really look forward to hearing the show every week. Thank you so much, Grosif1, for wanting to cock tap that fucking mouth shut every once in a while.
I have a mouth on me, and send nudes to Gay Power Half Hour.
Don't do that. I check those. Well, actually, that'd be a lot better than the emails I get.
Well, be sure to mark them as for Team Tony or Team Casey, and then we'll know.
In a country divided, I demand to be on a divided podcast. I demand it.
Well, for 90% of that, it was really connected and really fun, and I love you very much. And the other 10% is whom I've really grown to expect and respect.
Happily not a Democrat anymore. You know what I mean? It feels good. Feels good not to be it anymore. Feels good.
Who'd you write in on the ballot?
Ceasefire, baby! Well, no, because I'm independent, so it only had the independent person who I did not know. So...
such an informed voter.
I'm a new independent. And I had no intention of voting for the presidential primary at all anyway. I voted for Barbara Lee. That's who I voted fucking for.
It's pronounced lie. She's Italian.
I think she's
Italian.
You're so stupid. First of all, we haven't seen each other for 10 days and he's going to call me an idiot on the goddamn podcast.
I didn't call you an idiot.
Well, you pretty much fucking did.
No, you hear the things you want to hear.
Oh, I hear the things I want to hear. So do you, by the way, DeLulu. DeLulu Lele. Tell people, we are done. The fucking show is over. Tell people where they can fucking send you hate mail for once, you son of a bitch.
Well, you can find me this week. I'll be buying a fishing rod and some wire and a lure to figure out how to further bait my good friend Tony Soto. Don't have any shows until later in the month, and then a bunch coming up. Because even though I didn't work for Black History Month, apparently I also don't work for, what is it, Women's History Month? At least the first half.
Yeah.
And I work for 67% of this goddamn.
And we're taking June off, so.
June off?
Yeah, it's Pride. We don't do
it. There's a ceasefire.
We don't do it. First of all. You're the worst. You're the worst, but so is Israel. Y'all, if you like.
Oh, come on. One episode.
If you like. You stop this fucking king, bitch. First of all, listeners. Oh, wait. Did we talk about
it? You're saying goodbye, Tony. You're telling me what you're doing. You're saying goodbye.
I'm sorry. Jesus. I'm just so mad at that vaping thing, too. I'm so mad at that fucking machine that you keep fucking hooving on that glows in the dark. You dummy. If you like me, which I know some of you don't, then you should follow me on Tony Soto Productions on Instagram if you want to know what I'm doing in drag. And remember, every Friday this month, this Friday included, at 7 p.m., it's going to be me and Bitch Puddin at 33 Taps in Silver Lake hosting some bingo, and then we watch the drag race. Come on out and see me. And if you just want to see what I'm doing on the social medias, going down my algorithms that are just feeding me the nonsense, apparently, I am the Tony Soto Show on TikTok and Instagram. Until next week, you centrist. Good night.